For the SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Supreme Court and the White House butting heads over the administration's bid to deploy National Guard troops in the Chicago area, that to support its immigration crackdown.
The justices declined the Republican administration's emergency request to overturn a ruling by a U.S. district judge that had blocked the deployment of those troops. An appeals court has also refused to step in. The high court order is not a final ruling, but could affect other lawsuits challenging President Donald Trump's attempts to deploy the military in other Democratic-led cities. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. economy expanded at a strong 4.3 annual rate. That in July through September's consumer spending, exports, and government spending all grew. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department says the gross domestic product, the economy's total output of goods and services, was up from its 3.8% growth rate in April through June. Authorities near Philadelphia dealing with a gas explosion that leveled part of a nursing home, killing at least two people.
A possible gas leak has caused an explosion at a nursing home, leaving residents trapped and the building nearly destroyed. It happened just before 3 p.m. at the Silver Lake Nursing Home in Bristol Township, about 30 minutes northeast of Philadelphia. Emergency responders say buses will be taking people from the scene at the nursing home to a reunification center. Officials were also working on setting up beds and providing water and other needs to the residents.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. California officials urging travelers to avoid the roads Christmas Eve and Christmas Day throughout much of the Golden State. Series of powerful winter storms likely to douse California with relentless rain, heavy winds, and in many cases, some heavy snow. This is SRN News. Now, the number of abortion clinics in the U.S. continues to decline.
According to Operation Rescue, there are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
Department of Health and Human Services unveiling a series of actions designed to keep kids from undergoing sex change operations. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy says this is not medicine, it is malpractice. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures. Medicaid programs in slightly less than half the states currently cover those operations. This is SRN News. Well, baby boomer Diane West wonders what's next as her generation keeps piling on the wrinkles.
There's going to reach a point that we're not so active, and there's a lot of us. And I worry that that's going to be a problem, that society as a whole isn't going to be ready for a whole generation of old folks.
The oldest baby boomers turning 80 next year. It's hard to believe. Now they're the second largest age group, and the influence of these octogenarians will continue to impact America's societies. A gunman has shot and killed a Delaware state trooper in a DMV near Wilmington Tuesday. Now, the trooper pushed a nearby employee to safely before he, the trooper, was then shot again and died. Authorities say the gunman was confronted by another officer and was shot and killed. More details at srnnews.com.